Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts. Hello, Mr. Potts. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hello. Right, you are there. Seems to be not wanting to connect. Okay, did you have a nice weekend?
It was nice, actually. Didn't do a great deal. Did a lot of swimming with Henry. He likes to spend a lot of time underwater these days, which is somewhat tiring after an hour or so, but that was rather fun. Went home, fired up the barbecue, a little bit of pork on that for Sunday lunch. Very nice.
Fired up the barbecue?
Yeah, lovely. Perfect.
You must have been mad.
No, it's beautiful.
And have you actually switched allegiance now? Are you supporting Liverpool?
Well, I've always supported Liverpool since a child, so in many ways this is just reflecting my lifelong passion for the Reds and, of course, running away at a rapid rate, although not particularly putting in a strong team, I see, for the FA Cup, which is kind of sad, isn't it? Do you remember when you were a child, the FA Cup was really the big one? I think it's kind of sad it's been demoted to the sort of second team to play these days.
Yeah, well, that's because Klopp's got so many other fish to fry with the Premier League and the Champions League, so he's always going to put an understrength side out. But they should have been able to beat Shrewsbury. Come on, let's face it.
You would imagine.
Mind you, that pitch is a bit dodgy. OK, well, let's have a look at the markets. And the first signs of this coronavirus is starting to rattle global shares.
Yeah, we saw weakness on Wall Street on Friday. The S&P 500 is down 0.9%. It's worst one-day performance since early October. Down 1% during the course of the trading week, although we should find ourselves still up 25% year-to-date. Actually, a better performance on European equity markets last week that held steady, hovering close to all-time high levels. We saw an improvement in the PMI surveys, particularly in the UK and Germany, providing a boost in relation to that. The real action, as we know, has been in Asian stock markets that have been under pressure as investors assess the virus to turn into a pandemic that will indeed infringe upon regional and global growth expectations. Comes an important time, particularly for the Chinese economy, as they celebrate the Lunar New Year. It's very important in terms of driving consumption. So we're seeing the likes of the airlines, the retailers, we're seeing oil stocks, all coming under pressure over the course of the past few trading sessions.
Yeah, it's starting to lose you a bit. If you can move to near a window, that might be helpful. Just talking about the coronavirus, we wondered whether it was being sort of whipped out of all proportion last week, but cases do seem to be rising very quickly. But I just wonder how much the media is responsible for just sort of going on about it the whole time.
Well, 80 people have died now. There's 2,800 confirmed cases. There's 40 million people in apparent lockdown. So those numbers are significant, there's no doubt about that. I think there is some reason to believe that it's perhaps going to be less deadly than we saw during the course of the SARS virus that markets tend to make a comparison to back in 2003. Remember, 800 people died as a result of that. 8,000 people were infected. But there is a suggestion that authorities have acted rapidly this time around, been far more transparent in terms of the process. You could also argue that China and the world are better equipped to deal with this type of medical emergency. If you listen to public health care officials, say the mortality rate is actually relatively low, somewhere around about 3% or so, though the risk of contagion is perhaps higher than we saw during the course of SARS. So dying from it, the potential for that is lower, but the potential of catching it is higher, is probably one way to put it. But markets, of course, waiting to see exactly how it plays out.
OK, it's a big week for fourth quarter earnings in the US, and the tech giants are all reporting this week, and it seems there's no stopping them.
Doing very well indeed. Upbeat earnings from the fourth quarter season in the United States has been helping markets. 17% of companies have now reported results. 73% of beating on earnings. 67% have reported a positive revenue surprise. That's above the five-year average. In terms of performance, if you look at the blended and the actual, earnings are expected to decline by 1.9%, led by energy and materials. That's due to lower commodity prices. In terms of revenue growth, you've got healthcare against an easy comparison, but it's really the communication services, the technology companies that are powering ahead, and we'll hear from them during the course of this week.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.30.5 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.10. At €1.18 this morning.
Okay, thank you very much. Just got through that. So, Henk Potts from Barclays.